Well, some changes in administration. Galesburg High School, as we established, Jeff Flader has put in his resignation as athletic director at Galesburg High School. Eric Matthews, the current Farmington athletic director, coming to Galesburg to replace Jeff. And Jeff moving on after 3 years here at Galesburg High. And we're going to find out where he's going. We'll talk about some things that happened in his tenure at GHS as well. Joining us here this morning is Galesburg High Athletic Director Jeff Flader. Jeff, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Tom. Good morning to you.
Well, glad to get a chance to talk with you. I guess we should start off right off the bat. We had established the fact that that you decided to give it up here, but you weren't done, and you kind of wanted to stay around the area. So this is a really, really interesting dynamic as to what has happened. And I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this in your career, but tell us where you've landed, where you're going to end up as an athletic director.
Well, with the vacancy at Farmington, and obviously that's a very good position in a very good district and a lot of rich tradition, I applied for that position and went through the process, and I was approved by the school board last night at Farmington High School.
So heading to Farmington, there's kind of a flip-flop. Is there a player to be named later in this trade?
You know, you're not the first person that's asked me that. That's pretty funny. But, yeah, no, not that I'm aware of, but, you know, when the powers to be get to talking, you never know what else is thrown on the table.
Yeah, and it's an interesting situation because you have a Galesburg connection there in the superintendent that just started this past year, Zach Chatterton, mm-hmm. who actually was the head football coach at Galesburg High at one time. So kind of that there's all, I guess everything is kind of intertwined in that world.
Yeah, it really is, and I've known Zach for quite a while and actually coached against him his senior year when he was a player in Valley. But I'm really looking forward to working with him. What you see is what you get, and you don't have to worry about what's on his mind because he's going to tell you, and that I really look forward to working with him and the Farmington community. I mean, as I indicated, they have such a rich tradition in a lot of the things. Almost my entire career has been spent in schools about the size of Farmington. That's also a real attraction to me. And some of the coaches they have, there are other coaches they have that I know are excellent coaches. And so that's all that really fell into place. And I really look forward to going there and working with them.
You had mentioned, Jeff, that a lot of the schools you'd been in are similar size to that. Is there, especially your last stop before Galesburg High School up in Byron, are there a lot of similarities between those two districts?
You know, yeah, I think there is. I mean, not having worked in Farmington, from what I can tell, I really think Farmington's kind of a cross between Byron and Bushnell. The first place I was an AD and head football coach, or not first place head football coach, but first place I was an AD was at Bushnell. And, smaller community, a very close-knit, values their school system and their education, and also values their athletics. Schools like that, sometimes the Friday night football game or the basketball game or the big track meet or whatever is the major source of entertainment for the community. And they really come out and they support their kids. And, that's one of the things. Not that they don't do those things at a big school, because they do, but there's a lot more choices and a lot more things in a bigger community than there is in a smaller community. And that's why I kind of think that in a smaller community, the school district is very, very much a part of the community.
Jeff Flader joining us this morning, current Galesburg High School Athletic Director, ending his tenure here at the end of the month, and he'll be heading to Farmington as their new athletic director. And as I understand it, you mentioned, yeah, you're right, I think, Jeff, in the smaller districts, that the entire community, I think, is invested in, and you see that on a Friday night at a football game or a basketball game. And like you said, there's so much more to do in a bigger community that a lot of people are invested, but it's not always the entire community. And that's kind of what makes a small district fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really does. And to combine that, too, everybody wants to win. Everybody, they have that desire to be successful. And every place does, whether it's a big school or small school. But in Farmington, very much like Byron, they, you know, they have that high expectation, and they've achieved that. I mean, just this past year, you know, they took second in cheerleading, second in bass fishing, second in girls track. And so they, you know, they've had a lot of success over the years, most recently, but, and even traditionally, their basketball program has been excellent in, on both boys and girls. And so there's a lot of things that, the expectations, you know, that those small communities have. And so, you know, we got to make sure that we're doing all the right things, and try to match that expectation.
Jeff Flater will be the new athletic director at Farmington Schools, and your tenure here at Galesburg High School. Well, you came to here at a good time. They just upgraded the facilities with the field house and the baseball and softball facilities, and of course the football field, track and field. So you actually came here at a pretty good time in the history of Galesburg High School.
Yeah, I sure did. I mean, a good time, but then also a little bit of a tumultuous time because of all the budget cuts and everything that we had to experience. And then we had to endure in terms of added responsibilities and things like that. So, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. But, yeah, you know, our facilities are phenomenal at Galesburg. You know, with that, like you said, with the football field, the baseball field, the softball fields, and our track. You know, and one of the things that I really was happy with and probably didn't achieve as much as we would have liked is really to make it a community facility. You know, back in the day, you know, the baseball field used to be called Community Field before it was called Jim Sundberg Field. And it truly was a community field. The Legion played out there, Senior League played out there, as well as, you know, the high school. And so, you know, cooperation or with the community, you know, whether it's with the Y or the city, that's something that we expanded upon and would have liked to expand upon a lot more. And I think they're headed in that direction for sure.
Well, let's talk about some of the other things that went on during your tenure here. Talk about some of the successes that you felt went on throughout, whether it's on the field or court or off.
Well, you know, obviously, you know, the football program and Coach Doherty, you know, did a tremendous job in get in the playoffs, and even, you know, they had the first playoff win ever, and that was fun to experience, you know, having been a silver streak and they haven't ever won a playoff game, and then getting to watch that and all the things that went with that. But, you know, a lot of times it's not necessarily about the wins and losses. You know, this past basketball season, the boys' basketball season, if you would have thought that those kids would have won 20 games, I, after watching Meet the Streaks, you know, I would have laughed. But those kids, you know, they flat worked. And that's just an example of the program that Coach Reynolds has really put together and getting those kids to work hard. So, I, you know, that was a tremendous accomplishment for that team. They played for the regional championship, just came up a little bit short against Sterling. And, you know, that's just kind of indicative of, you know, the 3 years that we're here in terms of kids played hard. They come out, they play hard, and they get after it. You know, some of the other things, you know, in terms of physically, the, you know, field gym, you know, July of 2016 was a really, really bad, you know, there's a really bad storm that came through and it demolished Field Gym. But that really provided an opportunity for us to give it a facelift, give it a much needed facelift. New bleachers, new paint, you know, the scene before that, you look up at the ceiling and, you know, big sheets of paint look like they could fall down at any time. And so that was an opportunity to have a hand in that and help guide that process. In terms of the complete renovation of Field Gym.
You know, well, of course, now, the market. I was going to say, you added the video board as well.
Yeah, and then we eventually got to that. You know, over the past year, we really expanded on what the Booster Club does and really kind of get some new blood. The Booster Club has been a tremendous, asset to our athletic programs. Couldn't do it without them. You know, they provide the school district with $15,000 a year just for supplies. Steve Hawkins and Troy McCreary, who didn't have kids in school over the last few years, but have a commitment to Silver Streak Athletics, they've been a godsend in terms of helping support that. But we needed a new life. We need to get some new blood in there, of people taking over. And we have. I mean, Lance Satan is our president, and, Jeremy Klein is our vice president. And the work that Lori Ayton does for the Booster Club, they've really, you know, they revamped the bylaws, and you know, and they have plans for doing some pretty big projects, maybe making some changes in terms of some of their fundraisers. And those are the fun things that, you know, you get to see as they unfold, because all of that, all the money that they raise, all goes back into the kids. Part of that, as you mentioned, with Thiel Gym, the video board, you know, they had a major hand in helping us purchase the video board. And that I thought that was kind of the icing on the cake for Thiel. You know, a lot of the big schools have it. We didn't. And I really think, the potential for that video board and what it can do in terms of the experience and feel, I think is going to be a great thing for Galesburg High School.
Jeff Flater joining us this morning. He's the current Galesburg High School Athletic Director. He'll be leaving that post and taking over as the new athletic director at Farmington School District, coming up very soon. So what's your official start date in Farmington?
July 2nd.
Okay, so right off the bat then, as soon as you're done.
Yeah.
You almost get a day's rest. And
yeah, and then I'll get a couple days with the 4th of July holiday, but, you know, work a couple days, and then I need a break.
There you go.
we'll take that break. But, no, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been over there a couple times, met with Zach, met with a couple of the administrators, and we'll have a couple more meetings before we get started.
And, you know, I wanted to mention, I saw all the equipment out there. I know they've been working. We had talked about this last fall, the kind of the update to the work on the football field out at Van Dyke Field. So it was just basically some repairs that they found. They did a quick fix last summer, but we're doing a complete repair this summer. Is that what's been going on?
They were trying to recondition the field. They stopped by about a year and a half ago and saw a bunch of strands and things on the field, and they're thinking, oh, this field needs to be reconditioned. And so they came and they had a really small window to get that completed, that job, the reconditioning, where they suck up all the crumb rubber and the sand, and then they glue all that fibers back in, and then they put it all back. Well, they had some big time problems last August. And we have football practice starting, and we needed to get going. And everybody had, you know, they had their practice schedules and everything. And so because of some of the issues they had with their machinery, they couldn't get that done. So they put it all back, and they came back this couple weeks ago and reconditioned it again and got it all done. And so, you know, it's good to go. We had OTAs out there yesterday, and Coach Washabaugh's, needless to say, chomping at the bit to get ready to go. And, you know, I think he's going to do a fine job, and so they're ready to go.
And you're going to be heading to Farmington, and not quite the facilities you have here, but still a school that still looks brand new, even though it's been there, what, 10, 12 years, however long it's been there. But as I understand, also, there's going to be an upgrade coming to there, at least the track and field, if not the whole football facility. Is that right?
Yeah, I think there's some plans. I don't believe the school board has made any finalized plans, but the track, they are resurfacing the track right now. They had some problems where they had some dips and things of that nature, from what I understand. And so they're out there working on the track as we speak. But, I think there's some plans for possibly adding on to their concession stand / locker room facility out by the football complex. And then even up in the high school, where they want to build on to make an ag building, and then probably try to attach like a weight room, a weight facility, fitness facility onto that as well. So that's going to be exciting, you know, try to get in on some of that and those plans and work that process. That, you know, that's something that's very appealing to me as well.
Jeff Flater, outgoing athletic director at Galesburg High School, heading to Farmington as the athletic director there. And, of course, I know that all you guys is kind of a brotherhood. You all know each other. So you obviously know Eric Matthews, who has been at Farmington, is going to be coming to Galesburg.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've known Eric for quite some time, since my days at Rockridge and when he was at Monmouth High School. Not Monmouth Roseville, but before it became Monmouth Roseville, Eric was the AD at Monmouth. So, yeah, I've known Eric for quite a few years. And so, yeah. Yeah, it is kind of it's a fraternity for sure. We all know each other pretty well.
Jeff Flater, he'll be heading to Farmington as the athletic director. Well, Jeff, anything else you want to say about your time at GHS as you head down to Farmington?
Well, you know, Tom, I just really appreciate all the support that you guys have given us. You know, the media in Galesburg is really supportive, and especially you guys. You're always there for football, basketball games, and, you know, it's all about the kids. And you know, the awards that we win, those things are great, you know, the plaques and all that. But when the bottom line is, it's really about the kids. And, you know, that's been the most thing that I've been the most proud of is the relationships that we build with kids. You know, the student leadership group that I had served a huge impact for me in doing my job. And, you know, it's those things are going to be missed. But, you know, when you pick up, you leave one job, you know, you go to another and you try to recreate some of those things. But, no, I just appreciate the opportunity that we had here and the relationships that we built with you guys and the media and the community as a whole. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jeff, thank you so much. You've always been helpful to us. We always appreciated it. And best of luck. Hopefully we'll be getting to talk to you about some state championships down in the Farmington District.
Well, I hope so too, Tom. Again, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.